Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com.
Overseas in Thailand, it's in your face.
And it's blatant. What I've understood, and you guys can correct me if I'm wrong, it's been suburbanized here. I mean, from what I've heard, I mean, you might have a suburban house in a suburban neighborhood, and you don't even know why the cars are coming and going there. And there's something going on in that basement where there are girls being victimized. And so I'm telling you what, prayer walk through your neighborhood all the time, you know, and pray for the vulnerable and the poor. And how do you, you know, it's so awesome to meet you because I'm so passionate about this topic that I am constantly praying for the aftercare workers because I always think about you. And I've never met personally except a couple from Guatemala. But other than that, but I think about you because the work is endless. So I can imagine how fatigued and exhausted and even at times disillusioned you must get because we fight a fierce enemy. But, you know, God is the strength of our heart. But I want to know, how do you keep your heart strong? How do you keep your spirit renewed when you could just get completely run over by this?
I feel like I'm daily still trying to learn that because it's not easy. I'll always look and say my hardest day is when I get a call from the police and they bring in a five-year-old and I have to sit there and she is terrified. And I'm working to do an intake with her to get her in our home. And after all of the paperwork is done and she's in our home and the police leave and I've got this little girl and we're introducing to our new house moms and we take her upstairs into her room and we give her everything as she sits down on her bed and is actually safe. You see the terror in her eyes and I tuck her into bed and I go back to my home and I just lay there and I weep and I cry. And it's in those times where you're like, I don't think we are supposed to see this and endure this. And how can I keep going on? And I go back to that verse. That's kind of the verse I live by. They should not feel the terror of man. And I always go when I'll go back the next day and I see her. And she comes running down the stairs because she remembers me and she associates it with safety and no fear and comes and hugs my leg. And over the next few days and the week, and then you hear her giggling and you hear her laughing. You see her jumping on the trampoline and coloring and singing Let It Go at the top of her lungs. It's in those moments where that's what propels you to continue to go on. And we're always constantly pouring out. We're always pouring out either into our staff so that they don't get burned out and they keep giving out to the kids and always loving on the kids that you're always broken and you always fall at your knees at the end of the day. And those are the times that you have to go back to Christ to be fulfilled.
Mm-hmm. Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.